Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're taking a deep dive into Biometer.
Oh yeah, Biometer.
They're working at this really interesting intersection of marketing, engineering, and biomedicine.
各位生医人，欢迎收听这个星期的生医人生履历。我是玉庆。今天这一集我们稍微有一点不一样哦。今天这一集呢，我要来分享我这几天做的一个尝试，怎么样用 AI 的工具来产出一集的 podcast。 那这个原因是我前阵子在 FB 上面就看到有人分享，就是现在有一个 Google 的 AI 工具叫做 Notebook LM。 那这个 Notebook LM 呢，它有一点像是在帮你做笔记的这种功能。那其实现在就类似 Notebook LM 的工具非常的多，然后我前几天在 LinkedIn 上面的时候呢，也看到有人就是把这个大学在上课的影片，就大学老师在上课的影片呢，在 YouTube 上面的影片哦，直接在这个 YouTube 的网址前面输入几个英文字母，诶，他就快速的帮你把整个 YouTube 的内容做成一个笔记耶，真的非常的惊人。就是你看了之后你会觉得非常的惊讶，就是过去我们在上课的时候你要自己抄笔记，你要听老师在讲什么，现在是这种三秒钟一秒钟就可以把一整堂课两个小时一个小时的内容快速的就把笔记整理好，而且是有大纲有结构式的笔记哦，然后它甚至呢还可以就是有一点自问自答，告诉你说这一堂课的重点是什么。这个背后其实就是也是 AI 的工具。 Notebook LM 呢跟这个我刚刚提到的这个场景的这样子的 AI 工具是类似的，但 Notebook LM 它是一个 Google的产品，然后现在到目前为止你去使用它都是免费。我因为在 FB 上面看到的时候是有人分享他用 Notebook LM 来做这个内容的整理，然后同时呢这个工具哦还附带了一个可以帮你自动生成英文的 conversation， 就是两个人对话的音档，然后是根据你给他的这些内容来做这样子的音档。诶，那我就去尝试了一下，我觉得这简直太特别了吧。我想说他这样子讲的内容会正确吗？在还没有去尝试之前，我看到网络上有人是说，诶，好像大概 80%-90% 其实差不了太多。那真的非常的让我觉得好奇，所以我想来试试看我们有没有办法用这个工具呢来产出一集的英文的 podcast 来介绍生医人。我的方法呢就是我上网去，就是说 我先去连到这个 Notebook LM 的这个网站，那它下面有提供很多你可以提供内容的方式，例如说你可以给它一个网址，你也可以给它一段文字一篇文章或是一个档案，那或者是你给他一个 YouTube 的网址都可以，就是有各种不同的给法。你给了他文字网站或是影片之后呢，他就可以根据你给他的内容去产出笔记，就 note， 他可以帮你把里面的内容整理出来。然后他现在有一个叫做 audio overview 的功能，可以帮你根据内容产出两个人对话的这个音档。我在这边做的测试就是我把生医人的网站放了上去，然后我这个网站呢是有中文版跟英文版的网站，所以我当初设计的时候这个网站就是它是不需要去切换语言的，它会根据你使用者的电脑系统的语言去选择显示什么样的语言给你看。所以如果你的电脑系统是繁体中文，那 当你连到生医人的公司网站的时候，它就会显示繁体中文的界面给你。那如果你是繁体中文以外的，就一律会显示英文的。好，那我在用 Notebook LM 的时候呢，我也是用的是英文的界面，然后我把这个网站输进去。这个网站呢，是我唯一给他的一个资料，我没有给他任何其他的文件啊，或者是影片都没有，我就是给他我的网站。那因为我的内容呢，是在这个网站里面，我是有怎么说，当初在建制这个网站的时候，我就已经有把内容做结构化的思考来布局来摆放，所以我当然也期待他会抓到的东西，就是说他整理出来的东西就是我当初这么想的，我当初这么架构的嘛，对不对？好，那我就做了这样的测试哦。然后呢，第一个我让他帮我产出这个 briefing document， 然后我让他产出我的这个网站的 table of contents， 诶，都做得还不错哟，而且它还会自动就是生出，自动产出一些问题，就是说如果你今天是对我这个网站完全不了解的人，这个 Notebook LM 帮你看了我的网站之后呢，它还有一点像自问自答的方式告诉你说，诶，其实你可以再问什么样的问题。好，那不过这个部分哦，就不是我们这一集的重点，我们这一集的重点是要产出一个英文版的 podcast 出来。那这个功能呢，在它的就是这个界面，在它的右上角有一个叫 audio overview 的功能，那它可以帮你产出两个人的对话，而且是英文的对话。然后在产出之前，你可以先告诉他一些你的限制或是你的想法，你想要这个音档用什么样的方式呈现。那我就告诉他啦，要介绍我的提供的，就是生意人提供的 service， 介绍生意人的 company， 然后介绍我们的 expertise， 还有介绍就是说我们期待一个什么样的合作模式或是 business model 这样子的一个表达。那我也告诉他说，我希望这个 audio file 的这个音档的长度呢是 as short as possible， 就越短越好，因为我觉得这个不知道谁会喜欢去听一个陌生的公司嘛，所以我想说我的音档如果能够做得短一点，然后把重点给说出来就好。那就这样哦，我让他去产出了一个音档。这件事情我其实断断续续的大概做了一个礼拜有哦，至少有五个工作天。当然我不是每天都一直在做这件事情，我就是有想到的时候我来尝试看看是不是能做出一个理想的档案。结果呢，我发现一开始做出来的时候我去听它，就是真的有一种很惊艳的感觉，没想到它可以把内容用对话的方式一问一答，好像两个主持人就是互相丢球，然后把内容给引导出来。但是我也发现了一些问题，我产出了非常多次，我想有20次大概有吧，但是没有一次的内容是从头到尾让我听完之后觉得非常非常满意的，没有。就是他总是有一些东西不是你想要讲的，或者是说他对意思上面，就是纯粹在单纯在内容的意思上面呢，是让你觉得总是少了一点什么，或者是这个他讲出来的话就不是你想要的意思，所以就很麻烦。我就做了非常多尝试，但是你没有办法去控制太多，因为毕竟它背后是 AI 生成的，但是我们不知道它背后是怎么样的那个逻辑。因为我发现它的内容里面也有一些不是我放在网络上面的，放在我的网站上面的内容，有一些是它自己生出来的内容哦。然后那些内容我仔细去听，有一些东西好像有打中，有说中我想要表达，但是也有一些东西是根本不是我 在网站上面原有的意思，或者是说 我根本就没有这个能力，或者是我没有提供这样子的服务出来，但是他就是说了。所以产出这一个 audio file 呢，给我一个感觉就是哇，很好，很惊艳，但是我还是不能直接用它，因为我如果把这样子的音档放出去，是不是会造成很多误解，对不对？那在这个过程之中，因为它有一个 customize 的功能，我就是我可以告诉他一些事情嘛，所以我尝试在这个 customize 里面呢，去下很多不同的句子的命令，告诉他说你不要这样，你不要那样，然后因为他会去举一些例子是根本不在我的网站内容里面的， 我甚至告诉他说请你把这些举例给移除，因为如果那些东西就是比如说他说我做过什么什么，但是我就没有做过那些东西啊，然后我发现我很难控制他，我也没有办法告诉他说他只能讲什么不能讲什么，因为他总是会有一些出其不意的东西，这样子反反复复大概试了可能有20个，我可能做了20个音档吧，一直让他去 generate， 然后我又去听他，然后一开始他大概会产出，就是我记得最原始的时候他产出来的音档大概有18到20分钟，然后我慢慢的去修，我告诉他说你必须要少于10分钟，但是他不会真的去按照我的话做，等于说我们现在给他的 customize 这里的命令，你下的命令他不见得都能够做得到，那你只能一直去试他。好，那就这样子大概试了就是20次左右吧，我开始有听到一些内容是越来越接近我的意思，然后我开始觉得说我如果这样持续试下去其实非常的浪费时间，因为它产出要时间，然后你听要时间，你去给它命令还要时间，这个流程里面呢，这个产出一个 podcast 音档的流程里面比我们自己来录一个还花时间呢，所以好像这个工具也并没有，就是说这个工具并没有真的让我觉得说我有了 AI 工具之后可以帮我节省很多的时间，好像没有，因为我们要的东西是除了要有这个东西以外，我们也希望是正确的东西，是好的东西，是有品质的东西嘛。那但是 AI 可以帮我们产出这个东西，但它的品质不见得好，它的内容不见得正确，然后我需要花很多时间去做修改。所以后来呢，我就想说不行，我这一个既然做了这么多尝试哦，我希望还是可以做一个音档出来，所以我后来就想说好，没有关系，他帮我产出了很多音档，那既然我都已经花时间在听了，我就想办法把这些音档呢来做一些编辑，然后让它尽量的符合我想要的意思，所以我就在这个音档里面做了一些编辑，有一些是我把两个音档做了一个就是叫什么整合，然后前前后后去挪移他说话对话的这个顺序，然后最后呢就产出了一个介绍声音人公司的音档，那等一下呢就来播给大家听听看，最后这个音档的长度大概在8分钟左右，然后他的这个英文当然是非常标准然后很顺的一个英文啦，就是在口语上面是没有话讲的，所以我相信大家应该都是可以听得懂的，然后我也有尝试去产出字幕出来，只要他的这个英文就是录音的品质跟英文的咬字是清楚的，你在产出字幕的时候，现在自动产出字幕的工具都很多，真的非常多，其实 你只要传到 YouTube 一样会帮你自动翻译自动产出字幕嘛。那我发现它产出来的字幕呢大部分 都蛮正确的哟，但是还是有少部分啦，有少部分是不正确的。那我为什么知道不正确？因为那些东西就是我写的嘛，因为当初这个网站上面的内容就是我写，所以我知道它不正确。那不过那个数量已经是非常非常少了，所以你只要稍微再做编辑一下，大概整集的这个字幕呢，或是自动翻译出来的字呢，要把它修改正确，就不会花太多的时间。好，这一集是跟大家介绍这个。那我最近呢，持续有在就是尝试用各式各样的 AI 工具。那一方面也是我一直在思考，现在就是这几年 AI 的工具出来之后，现在如果你在网络上面看这个人家介绍 AI 工具的 tool， 我可以做什么？从文字、影片，然后到这个图片，所有的东西现在 AI 都有 involve 在里面。等于说你如果不会使用 AI 的话，你应该会就是可能会少掉蛮多机会去探索不一样的东西。那我自己希望呢，既然有了这个新的科技出来，我们还是要抓住这个新的科技。而且我最近越来越感觉AI 不是来取代你的工作，是你未来如果不会用 AI 的话，会使用 AI 的人可能有更大的几率就是可以持续来做他的工作。所以 AI 能够帮助我们在你的工作上面，不管是任何东西，除了我刚刚提到的文字、图片、影音以外呢，现在还有很多是在大数据上面的使用，在影像辨别的上面使用，甚至在产品开发上面，在你设计的东西的几何上面，那还有实验数据跟甚至帮助你去做设计上面等等，通通都使用到 AI。 如果你现在都完全没有去了解 AI， 去接触 AI 的东西的话呢，我是蛮建议大家可以开始熟悉，然后从跟你自己有相关的工作开始去了解 AI 怎么来使用，然后怎么样来帮助你的工作。不用太担心你的工作会被 AI 取代，你要担心的是如果你不会使用 AI 呢，你就有可能会被这些会使用 AI 工具的人取代。因为有了 AI 的帮助，它有可能开发出更多不一样的东西，或者是节省掉一些时间，如果它可以把 AI 用得很熟练，好不好？那好，那今天这一集呢，大概就跟大家分享到这边。那接下来我会播放就是我用这个 Notebook LM 产生的这个 Podcast 的音档，是主要的标题是介绍生医人，然后介绍生医人提供的服务。各位听众，如果你们听了之后呢，觉得有了解，那或者是说你听了之后，诶，你觉得有这么一点共鸣，或是你有什么样的想法，都欢迎给我们留言哦。那如果你对生医人的服务有兴趣的话呢，也欢迎给我们留言，或者是说你想要知道怎么样用 AI 的工具来帮助你产生你的公司的这些 marketing 的 material， 都欢迎给我们留言。那我也很乐意来分享。我相信呢，这些东西呢，因为它都是这个公开的东西，没有什么就是说诶好像不能说的或是怎么样。很多人会跟我讲说，诶，你把这些东西告诉别人，那他不就会了，他还会来找你做吗？我跟大家说，我真的一点都不担心这个，因为这些方法本来就是在网络上面公开的方法，每一个人都可以很轻易的知道，只是你今天是从我这里知道，或是从网络上面任何一个人那里知道，不过最后你要做出你的东西，还是要自己花时间在上面。每一个人有各自的专长嘛，那不管怎么样，这些事情都还是需要人来做，不是今天有一个真的 AI 的这个 机器人，你跟他讲说你来帮我把这些完成，他就会去帮你完成。没有，即使有了 AI 的工具，还是需要人来操作。好，接下来就给大家听这个介绍生意人的对话的 podcast 哦。
Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're taking a deep dive into Biometer.
Oh yeah, Biometer.
They're working at this really interesting intersection of marketing, engineering, and biomedicine. We're going to figure out what they do.
Okay.
What makes them unique and why, especially if you're in med tech or biopharma, you might want to keep them on your radar. What is it about Biometer that really stands out?
Well, the first thing I notice is that they're super focused on driving innovation.
Okay.
They do that in two main ways.
Okay.
Knowledge sharing, right? Getting the information out there.
Right.
And then also providing these really specific technical solutions.
Okay. Well, let's start with that knowledge sharing piece. Okay. How are they actually doing that? What does that look like?
So they've got this great blog and magazine website called Biometer.
Okay.
And they even have a podcast called Biometer's Life Journey.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's like they're really opening up and saying, hey, here's what we've learned, you know, let's share this knowledge and kind of grow together.
I like that. It's very collaborative.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, oh, we're the experts. We're keeping all the secrets to ourselves.
Right, exactly.
It's more like, hey, we're all in this together. Let's all learn and grow.
Exactly.
Then you mentioned those technical solutions, too. So how does that fit into the whole picture?
They actually have three pillars to their services, which are marketing, consulting, and research.
So they're not just telling you how to do it. They're actually rolling up their sleeves and helping you get it done.
Right. They're working with those companies that are developing all these cutting edge technologies. But, you know, they may not have all the resources to do all this complex digital marketing stuff in-house. So Biometer steps in and they kind of take the headache out of marketing.
That's interesting. So let's get into the specifics of their digital marketing services.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to do a little bit of everything, from biomedical news and press releases to content marketing and website building.
Yeah, you can imagine you're like a med tech startup and you've got this revolutionary new device. Biometer can help you create a website that really showcases that. And they can also help you craft that story that'll resonate with investors and healthcare providers. They essentially become an extension of your team to help you navigate all of that.
Now, earlier you mentioned that Biometer blends their marketing with some serious technical know-how. That's not something you see every day. So what does that actually look like in practice? How does having that technical expertise actually translate into a better marketing strategy?
That's a great question. And that's where Biometer really stands out. From your typical digital marketing agency, it's not just about catchy slogans and stuff. They really have a deep understanding of the science, like biomedicine and chemistry, imaging, even programming and simulation.
So they're not just telling you what looks good. They understand the science behind it and how to make it work for a specific audience.
Yeah, exactly.
What sets Biometer apart from, say, a general digital marketing agency?
That's a great question, and I think it really comes down to their team.
Okay.
You know, they have these experienced scientists, chemists, engineers, people who can speak the language of science and marketing.
So they're not just marketers who are trying to figure out the science.
Exactly.
They actually have a deep understanding of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that brings us to another really interesting part of what they do, which is their consulting and research services. So they're not just doing marketing, they're really acting as strategic partners, helping companies navigate the often very complex road from research to launching a product.
We touched on this briefly before, but I'd love to dive a little deeper. What does accelerating research to product development actually entail? What kind of support are they offering there?
Well, it's all about streamlining the process. So they'll help companies identify potential roadblocks early on to make sure that the research is aligned with the needs of the market and also any regulatory requirements to help them secure the resources they need to actually bring these innovations to life.
Who are they primarily working with? Who's their target audience?
They're really focused on small to medium-sized med tech and biopharma companies.
Okay.
You know, those companies that have these amazing ideas, these groundbreaking technologies, but they might not have the resources to have a huge in-house team with all these specialized skills.
And Biometer can be that team for them.
Exactly.
That's a really valuable service.
It is.
Especially in today's world where specialization is so important.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say I'm a small med tech company.
Uh-huh.
Why would I choose Biometer instead of just building my own in-house team? Wouldn't that be more cost effective in the long run?
That's a great question. And I think it comes down to the fact that Biomatter offers this really integrated approach where marketing, engineering, and biomedicine all work together seamlessly.
And that's where the magic happens, right? When you have that synergy between those different disciplines.
Exactly.
So it's not just about having a marketing team.
Right.
An engineering team and a biomedicine team.
Right.
It's about having them all work together in a really integrated way.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's super interesting. I like that. It brings to mind something they mentioned on their website, their R Advantages section.
Oh, yeah.
They talk about being efficient, experienced, enthusiastic, and multidisciplinary.
Great points.
How do those play out when they're working with a client?
Well, efficient means they've got experts across a ton of fields.
Right.
But they're all used to working together.
So no one's stuck in their own little silo.
Right. It's all about the common goal.
And experienced. What does that look like?
They're really honest about what they can do.
So no overblown promises?
Nope. They're transparent about their techniques and their limits.
That's refreshing. Especially with marketing, there's a lot of hype out there.
Totally. Now, enthusiasm, that one's almost palpable.
You can just feel it.
You can. In how they talk on their website, it's infectious.
They love what they do.
They really do. And they're passionate about biomedicine as a field.
That makes a difference.
Huge difference. And then multidisciplinary, well, that's baked into their whole approach.
Because these challenges are complex.
Oh, absolutely.
You need people who can look at it from different angles.
Biomedicine is a perfect example. It's not just one thing.
Right. Okay, so we've covered a lot.
Yeah.
Services, advantages, their ideal client.
Uh-huh.
But let's switch gears for a second.
All right.
Pretend I'm a small med tech company thinking about working with Biomatter.
Okay.
What questions would I be asking?
First off, you'd want to know about their experience in your specific area.
Right, because med tech is broad.
They're very broad.
And probably how they'll actually measure success.
Oh, crucial question. You don't just want to throw money at it and hope for the best.
So you'd ask about their metrics and how they report back to you.
Absolutely. Transparency is key.
To really partner well, you need that open communication. Anything else about how they operate that stands out?
Their passion for innovation really shines through.
Yeah, it's not just a job for them. So big picture, what are the key takeaways for our MedTech listeners?
Biomatter brings together science, engineering, and marketing.
It's that trifecta again.
It is. They get the industry, they're ethical, and they want their clients to win.
And they do it all with this global reach and collaborative spirit.
Yep. Not your average marketing agency, that's for sure.
They're a partner in the truest sense. This makes me wonder about how Biomatter is positioning themselves for the future of MedTech.
Oh, yeah, good point.
What trends do you see on the horizon?
MedTech is moving so fast.
It really is.
It's like we're seeing this convergence of like nanotech, AI, personalized medicine.
It's wild.
It is. And I think Biomatter is in a great spot because they already get this.
Okay.
They have the science background, the engineering, and the marketing know-how.
So they can help companies navigate all of that.
Exactly. And bring those new technologies to market.
Like this bridge between like the lab and the real world.
That's a great way to put it.
Because you can have the best product in the world.
Right.
But if you can't explain it.
Yeah, if no one understands it.
It's not going anywhere.
You got to tell the story.
Exactly.
Especially in med tech, where it's complex and the stakes are high.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need that clear communication. If you're trying to bring some new medical technology to the world, Biomatter is a company you need to know about.
Because they can help.
They've got the expertise, they've got the experience, and they're passionate about it.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Biomatter. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing those boundaries.
各位听完之后觉得怎么样呢？这个音档我真的是花了蛮多时间来剪辑哦。它不是 Notebook LM 按一个键 Generate 就会自动帮你生出来的，因为如果你让它自动生出来，你都没有去听它的内容去做编辑的话。我自己的经验是其实蛮危险，因为里面有很多是重复的内容，然后也有可能会有一些是蛮天马行空，原来不在你的想象跟计划内里面的内容，所以还是需要编辑哦。今天这一集就跟大家分享到这边，如果有什么样的想法，欢迎大家给我们留言或者写信给生医人。我是生医人的玉庆，我们下个星期再聊咯。